From job loss to balancing work from home to the isolation of following stay-at-home orders, coronavirus has changed our everyday lives. WUSF is giving you a voice to share those experiences. Today, we meet Rob from Sarasota County. He's asked that we not use his last name as Rob was recently furloughed from his job. Before the pandemic, he had an active schedule filled with community events and volunteering. In his own words, Rob shares some thoughts on the mundane new normal routines of stay-at-home orders and his hopes for how his community responds to the country's reopening.
Hi, my name is Rob, and I'm a 58-year-old delivery and sales driver for an auto parts distributor that specializes in cooling and heating products for cars and trucks. I've lived in the Sarasota-Bradenton area for 32 years. I've been married for 19 years, and we have no children. Before COVID-19, my Monday through Friday consisted of waking up at 6 a.m., feeding the cats, having breakfast, then riding my bike to work. My work day is from 8 to 4:30. My wife and I met in a singing group, and we both sing in two choirs. Most of our weeknights are spent in rehearsals. Our weekends are spent eating out, going to church, and trying to stay fit. As of April 1st, one of my coworkers was furloughed, and my hours were cut from 40 to 35. Then on April 13th, I was furloughed indefinitely with my benefits. I have applied for unemployment. Now my days start with a half-hour walk with my wife, then breakfast, then she goes to work upstairs in our office. She's been working at home since March 24th. Because of the stay-at-home order, all our choir rehearsals and performances have been canceled. Our church services are now online, and we have cut back on going out to eat. The skating rink that I play hockey at on Sunday nights is closed. My only constant is riding my bike. We go grocery shopping every 2 weeks instead of once a week, and we wear masks and gloves when we go out in public. The rest of my days are spent doing home improvement projects, reading and catching up on TV shows on our DVR, and watching movies. We have also started Zoom chats with our immediate family. What I miss the most about not working is the social interaction I have with my coworkers and customers. Because I drive for a living, I miss being out on the road, even when the traffic is bad. I also miss my weekly choir rehearsals and my church family. What I am most worried about is the fact that I could lose my job. When this crisis is over, even though my company says I still have a job, it is not guaranteed. My other worry is that the stay-at-home order is lifted too soon. This pandemic is a matter of life and death, and to me, life and family is more important than money. However, that's easy for me to say because we are fairly well off. There are a lot of people struggling for basic necessities, and we are trying to do as much as we can to help the less fortunate by supporting local businesses and donating money, food, and clothing to local charities. Because this situation is unprecedented and uncertain, we need to exercise caution, come together as a community, and put our politics aside. I am an optimist, so I know as a state and country, we will get through this eventually. Remember, patience is a virtue. We Americans are resilient, creative, and strong people, and we will weather this storm and hopefully come out as better human beings.